Welcome, everybody, to Drop Talk. Today, we're joined by Maya Mann, our next curated artist, whose project, Fake It Till You Make It, will go live here in about 15 minutes. Maya, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I'm excited.
I think we're all excited. Why don't we begin by you just taking a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, sure. So I'm an artist, and I have a background in computer science and media studies, and my work really focuses on identity, femininity, and the internet. And I'm really interested in the ways that we perform ourselves online, and so that's the primary focus of a lot of my pieces.
And so you've always done work revolving around the internet and on the internet. How did you begin with generative art specifically?
Yeah, generative art was really the first form of artwork that I ever started making because I came from a tech background. So I was studying computer science in college, and I was connected to Lauren Lee, who at the time was working on P5JS, and she welcomed me into the community, and I was able to meet all of these artists who were making work with code, and that just blew my mind, because for me, making work with code, using code to make artwork, was something that I had not really thought about before. Growing up, I thought that artists were people who were good at drawing, because I grew up in a small town in central Pennsylvania. So it was really amazing to realize that what I was already interested in, which was computer science and coding, could be a medium for art making. So that's how I first got started. And I started making projects with P5 and with processing. And that was the beginning.
Awesome. And so I guess, how did you discover Artblocks? I guess that was a natural jump.
Yeah. I mean, after Artblocks started, I just started seeing the projects that were coming out and that were being published and being really excited about Artblocks as a platform that fully supported generative art and was really prioritizing software as a medium. And so I've been following Artblocks since 2021, and I'm so excited to now have my project on.
Well, let's talk about the project, Fake It Till You Make It. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so this project started because I was spending a lot of time looking at these types of Instagram graphics that were very text-driven. They usually had this sort of bubbly pastel aesthetic. And I became really interested in thinking of them as a way to circulate beliefs on social media. The language to me was really fascinating because it was very instructive. It often, the tone of it often implied that, oh, this is the way that you should think, or this is the way you should be living your life. And I was interested in playing with the language and the voice of these graphics, and also thinking about how they circulate as performative objects on Instagram. And so when I started this project, I started by looking at thousands of these graphics, and I made a new Instagram account, which is now public. It's the Instagram account for the project, but I started following only accounts that posted these kinds of graphics, and the algorithm quickly learns that that's the type of... I saved all of those, and then I wanted the output that I was working on creating in the generative system to walk a line between feeling sometimes totally normal sounding, like something you might see on Instagram actually today, and then all the way towards sounding totally absurd. And so I was focusing on that aspect with the language while also then taking in all of the aesthetics and really wanting the overall impact of the collection and also each mint on an individual basis to feel like it was immediately recognizable as referencing that aesthetic that I was cultivating.
That's fascinating. So in your research, this project's obviously a critique on these kind of posts. Did you encounter anything that kind of spoke to you or was profound in a real way?
Sorry, what was that?
No, I'm saying during your research, did you encounter any of these posts that spoke to you or were profound?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think I started the project feeling somewhat cynical about these kinds of posts and feeling like, you know, like the ways that you live your life, it's very difficult to take advice from an Instagram graphic and completely apply it in a way that's actually going to be effective. But really, I was surprised by how many people going through these accounts and seeing what people posted, how many people seem to genuinely find community or maybe held on to one phrase or something that really changed the way they thought about something that was happening in their life. And then working on this project and seeing thousands and thousands of posts generated from the system that I was building, honestly, sometimes the program would generate something and I would think, wow, like that's deep. That applies to something in my life. And that's a useful way for me to think about it. So that was actually the most surprising part of working on the project. And I actually became, in a way, less cynical, I think, about it. Yeah, so that was really exciting.
Did you encounter any challenges when making this project?
Yeah, definitely. This is the first project of this kind that I've done where I've now uploaded the code and I don't know what's going to be minted today. So as an artist, there's a lot of, you're giving up a lot of agency when you are doing a generative project like this. And it was really challenging for me to design the system as I was programming it to always produce output that I felt like looked like what I was aiming for with the project, while at the same time having enough variation to feel like it wasn't always looking the same. So I went through a lot of iterations where I would output, you know, like 100 or 1,000 and look at them all together and feel like as a collection, it didn't look quite right. And then go back and make changes. And going through that many times was, definitely really challenging. And just the feeling of still not knowing exactly today what will be minted, is exciting, but also, I, as an artist, I want to be able to control the work that I'm making. So it's definitely a challenge.
So why do you think so many of these self-care posts have this similar pastel look, or as I've heard you describe it, sugar cookie aesthetic?
Yeah. So that phrase actually comes from, there's a podcast I love, which is called Nympha Alumni, but they coined this phrase sugar cookie consumerism. But I mean, a few reasons. I think that this aesthetic really is borrowing from the kind of direct to consumer startup world aesthetic of branding, like Subway ads or brands that have this like very clean sort of look to them. The first one that comes to mind for me is like Glossier, which is a makeup brand. But that sort of branding became really popular over the past few years. And I think these Instagram graphics really fit into that kind and are borrowing from the language of those aesthetics. And so they're meant to catch your eye and as you're scrolling through Instagram. And what's interesting is I also feel like an ad for a brand, they also are trying to, in some way, sell you something. Not quite as literally, but sell you on an idea or a concept that they're promoting through the text that's written. And so I think that the people who make these graphics employ it because it's eye-catching for a platform like Instagram, and it also uses a lot of the tactics that certain marketing does.
It's really interesting going through your sample outputs how you wouldn't know that these weren't actual self-care posts that you see all the time in the feed. It's interesting. Great. Do you have any words of advice for aspiring generative artists out there?
For me, it's been really important to make work that I feel like I want to see represented in the space. And I think for a while, when I was starting out, it was really intimidating. And I felt like I wanted to make projects that the people I admired wanted to see me make in some way, if that makes sense. But as I've gotten older and made more and more work, I have really worked on tuning into what I feel like I want to see. And I think that has been really valuable to my arts practice. So that's something that I would definitely, give as advice to any generative artists aspiring.
Cool. And how do you envision collectors really enjoying and experiencing these mints that we're about to see?
I mean, I'm really excited. Already in the Discord, the mints have been, the test mints have been used in conversation, and seeing how people are blending them into the like the chat rooms and the ways that people are talking online already has been exciting. But I also really want the collectors to interpret the phrase on each mint in their own way. And intentionally, the feature set that I designed for the project focuses on the aesthetics. But there is no definitive features for the language, because I'm really hoping that collectors can kind of judge on their own the meaning and the value of that. And I also want collectors to feel like they're buying not only one individual mint, but a piece of this collection and concept as a whole.
All righty. Well, we have about 5 minutes left. I do want to touch on the charity component. You're giving away 25% of all proceeds above the resting price to charities focused on reproductive justice and gender equity. What can you tell us about mm-hmm. these charities and why they're important to you?
Yeah, both of those are really important to me. I think especially right now, it's really important to provide people with the capacity for pregnancy with safe and supportive healthcare that they deserve. And I also believe that it's every person's right to choose how they express and affirm their gender identity. And so I want that 25% to go to supporting that.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we have about 3 minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
I'm excited. I had a really fun time making this project, and I'm really excited to see the phrases that come out today.
Awesome. And how can people get in touch with you to learn more about you and this project and your other art?
So my website is mayaontheinter.net, and that has links to my Instagram and Twitter, and that's where my past work lives also.
Alrighty. Well, everybody, this is Fake It Till You Make It by Maya Mann. It has an edition size of 700. It will be dropping via a Dutch auction at a starting price of 5 ETH and will exponentially decrease over the span of 1 hour until reaching a final resting price of 0.14 ETH. And that goes live here in about 2 minutes. Maya, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm really excited to see these outputs. And thanks to everyone for listening.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
All right. Take care.